This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and you know what? I tried, but OK Boomer just doesn't have the same ring as Yes Daddy. Yes.
I'm Brandi Posey, and in Atlanta, I picked up a crystal, then I read it was for fertility, and I threw it out the window, so I guess I believe in crystals.
I'm Tess Barker, and never in my life have I eaten there, but you bet your ass I call it B-dubs.
Oh my God. This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Welcome to the world headquarters of B-Dub's offices.
What's B-Dub's?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, I would say B-Dub-Dubs.
It's just B-Dubs.
Okay, all right. I was like, you're calling it, I was like, you're getting a free breakfast at Best Western.
Yeah. Oh,
I knew automatically that it was that.
It's B-Dubs, yeah. Okay. I mean, if you think about it, isn't it just so B-Dubs?
No. It's definitely B-Dubs, for sure.
There's a 24-hour... Buffalo Wild Wings in Vegas.
In my heart. Yeah.
And Sean was threatening to like write an article where he just sits there for 24 hours and observes what happens. And I really...
That's a great idea.
Right? That is a good idea.
Right? Yeah. I still want him to really do that.
Megan Keister did it with Sioux Plantation for like 18 hours.
You know, the generation before us had like real heroes. And these are... this is our version of a sit-in. Is a Sioux Plantation in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. A B-Dub's in.
Yeah.
I should try B-Dubs. I think I might... No, I wouldn't like the...
Do they have a vegan wing?
Not yet. It's probably coming soon.
It's surprising.
But you don't want that either. You don't like the fake meat.
I will say that I don't not like fake meat. It's a whole thing. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. For all the vegetarian listeners, you probably already know this. But if you are looking for a chain that will have your back, The Yard House...
The Yard House
is my fucking
can't fail
jam. I love The Yard House. No matter what city I'm in, I'm like, where's the nearest fucking Yard House?
Because you know what's vegan? A 3-foot glass of beer.
Exactly. You get your 3-foot glass.
That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right?
No, but they also have like a super extensive, they have vegan wings. They have a vegan
pizza.
I will
put Yard House over Chocolate Factory. That's not the name of it. Cheesecake Factory. Personally.
This is a really, let's bring our guest on because this is actually
very intense.
Wow, controversy.
She's got amazing to get involved.
Yeah, she's got an amazing Netflix special called Gentleman Elf, Deanne Smith, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Cheesecake Factory. Yard House.
Yeah. You're from Toronto, so I don't know.
I've never heard of Yard House, and I also can't imagine like what a yard house is. Is that a phrase that I should understand?
It's like yard. So they serve beers by the yard.
All right,
but it's like classy.
Yeah.
But it's
the lights are low.
But there's lots of dark wood everywhere,
and it's a chain.
Yes. It's a national chain.
What?
It's got a hint of BJ's.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a little
BJ's
bit.
BJ's is not like well known either.
No, BJ's
Bojangles?
I wish it was Bojangles.
No, it's way classier than Bojangles.
What's BJ's?
BJ's. See, I was like, this is
BJ's
not
BJ's. It's a more regional chain.
It's another beer.
It's literally just BJ's.
It's called BJ's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going off B-Dubs, I'm trying to figure out what's BJ's.
B-Dubs and BJ's.
Yes.
Billy Joel's.
Beach is just beach. By the way, sidebar, my favorite teacher in junior high was this hard ass speech teacher who, as a 7th and 8th grade teacher, went by BJ.
No.
That's how hard she was.
She was
so hard that we wouldn't dare make a blowjob joke.
Would you call her Miss BJ?
No, we just called her BJ.
Wow.
She was like one of those teachers that treated us like adults and you could hang out in her room and
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. BJ.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's
cool. I know. What could have been her real name?
Her real name is Marilyn. Her last name was Bjork.
Okay.
So she was spelled B-J-O-R-K. Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's cool. We had our cool teacher in 10th grade English. We had a lady named Miss Clark who was probably 22 when we were like in 10th grade.
Right.
But she would wear overalls into school and then she'd get yelled at by the administration. And she'd be like, I dress however I want and I'm an amazing teacher. And then she ended up getting fired.
I was Miss Clark.
Yeah, you definitely were Miss Clark.
Why would overalls not be allowed? That seems like a great teacher outfit.
No, it's like school dress code for teachers. It's like very like kind of conservative, like they want you to wear like long pants or skirts. Like,
I mean,
jeans,
long pants.
Well, no, jeans, overalls. Jean fabric for some reason is seen as like by a certain generation is seen as like disrespectful.
Oh, you never saw teachers in jeans.
Yeah.
Oh.
When I substitute taught, not only were they lucky if I was wearing jeans, but I multiple times at multiple schools got called into the principal's office and in trouble for my thong showing.
I was going to say whale tail. But,
yeah.
We're scandalizing Dan.
I'm titillated, but truly shocked.
This was like the peak era of like when all jeans gave you whale tail.
Right.
And, you know.
Whale tail. I'm learning that here for the first time.
I don't think I ever had, ever in my life, whale tail.
No,
I was not a low rider jean.
But this means then your shirt was not low enough.
No.
What does this mean?
My belly button.
Wait, I'm
going to
look this up.
Does it not?
No. Yeah, no.
I mean, this means there's like an area of the back. Okay.
Yeah, this was the 90s like, midriff. Britney Spears, 90s
Britney,
midriff showing.
Christina.
Yeah.
Hot substitute teacher.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, the images that come up for whale tail.
My kids would always be like, yo, Miss Barker, are you like a model or something? Yo, Miss Barker. And, you know, it was just because my whale tail was visible.
Yeah. No, I
this is people leaning over. But you didn't have to really lean.
But you do have to lean over a lot. That's why, like, you're like, it's a lot of leaning.
About leaning.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I'm acting out for you. But, like, you know, kids have questions, but you, like, have to lean over to answer them.
Yeah. Bless the high waist pants. I love it.
So, no, I definitely wore jeans. There was one time, I wrote about this, like, nothing I wrote, but, like, there was one time I went to an open bar party where I had paid like $75 for this like CAA holiday fundraiser. You know, I'm 23 years old.
Right, you know how we, where we, all the dreams happen.
You know.
When we pay to go to those
things, to network with people.
I got it. But at first I was like, Canadian Automobile Association?
We need like a directory.
All of the people with their automobiles? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, automobiles.
Anyway, so it was like some it was some entertainment industry mixer and I was broke and so to like get my money's worth at this thing, I had like, you know, gotten really, really drunk.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm at this holiday party and while I'm shithouse drunk, I apparently accepted a job to substitute teach.
You blackout picked a substitute teacher.
Blackout picked up a substitute. I woke up on my friend's couch. She had brought an agent home from this event. So she's like naked in bed with an agent. I'm still drunk. I go into her room and I'm like, hey, I need an Adderall. I'm calling a cab. I have to go teach. And she rolls over naked, throws me an Adderall. I went to teach at Beverly Hills High in what can, I mean, I was 23 years old at a networking party. It was, the dress was so short, you could practically see my pussy. Oh, high heels, mascara smeared down my face.
Oh, my God.
I walked into the fucking principal's office, got my key, and taught that class. No problem. Oh, no one said shit to me.
Do you remember what class it was or what subject?
Yes.
What was it?
It was actually at their like ancillary school for like problem kids.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't get in trouble because they were the problem kids and I just told them I was hungover.
This is a great first act of a movie.
I mean, this is really amazing.
Yeah. This is like Gordon Bombay page 2.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a whale of a tail.
That was a whale of a tail. Hey. I mean, when it was just a whale tail.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Is there a Canadian word for when your thong is showing?
Not that I know of.
Are thongs as prevalent there? Because I feel like it's a very Southern California American.
They may not be as prevalent.
Because you got to keep your cheeks warm.
But, you know, chicks are trying to be hot in Canada.
Oh, for sure.
Well, but maybe in different ways.
Mm-hmm. It's colder.
Yeah,
I mean, I think a thong is a warm weather problem.
Yeah, you don't want that part of yourself exposed in the cold weather. No. That's like a, that's not fun.
No.
What is that? The small?
Small your back.
But if you just call, my small.
Your small is showing. It's
got a sexy ass small.
It was the worst like confluence of trends because low rise jeans.
Yes.
Can't, because thongs go up higher than regular underwear. So like at the same time that those came into fashion, the low jeans came.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Look, the Mormon girls around me, if they were wearing them, they weren't showing them off. So yeah.
Well, they gotta
it was
wear
a secret.
Over the magic underwear.
Right. Yeah. It's a whole, then at that point, it's just too much to deal with.
Yeah. There's like, there's so many pictures of me with Welltale. There was like 5 years. I just accepted it as fact.
We have a performance where you can see
but
it.
This is
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
These pictures would need to be of your back, though. What am I missing about Whaletail? Why are there so many pictures? Right?
Well, you take a lot of photos of your shoulder.
Oh, okay. Got
or this
it.
Was like back Candid. In, I don't know, 2004, 2005, when like before digital photos, really. So you'd just be at a party and people
right.
would just like.
People were just snapping.
Yeah, you never know when there's going to be your back's turned and someone's.
The blind optimism of the disposable camera, man. I mean, just like click, click. Just so many photos you get back and you're like, oh, it's just gray. And then three of my friends are 50 feet away.
I know. It's like one of those things that I'm somewhat nostalgic for, but for no reason.
Yeah
for sure.
It's just like absolutely worse.
It's always fun when somebody has one at a party and you're like, oh, this is cool. Where do you even develop those anymore?
Where do you?
I don't know.
Do we know?
There's like one place. You can still do it at a few like CVS's.
There's like two CVS's. One's in Panorama.
And then there's that one place that whoever made famous.
Feels right.
Tom's 1 hour photo.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves.
Thank you. Thank you for filling in all of those blanks. All right, wait, let's get to Tess's aura.
Yes.
Shall
Tess,
we?
Hold on, let's see. Tess came in with a folder. Like, she has an official document. She sat down and she's shuffling.
First of all, let me say, Tess came in saying, I'm so sorry, the line of the post office was just.
I know. So, thanks for pointing that out, because I just met all of you guys. I'm like, what year is it? Like, what do you mean the line at the post office? Is this not a podcast? Are you not sponsored by stamps.com? What is happening?
Not sponsored by stamps.com. So we are USPS all the way. I'm assuming Tess got her aura copied at the post office.
Yeah, that's why I was there. I had to take a little trip. No, I was sending my brothers checks for their birthday.
Oh, that's okay. Cute.
That's real
you are
cute.
Thank you.
So his folder is yellow. Is your aura yellow?
So
is the folder match the aura?
No, my question was, is there purple in your aura? How much? And then you kind of freaked out.
So you know about this. Ooh. What do you know about aura?
Yeah, what do you know about yours?
I mean, the only thing I know about auras is that once before a show, this woman came up to me and she was like, this is really weird, but when I get messages for people, I try to relay them. I'm psychic and you have a lot of purple in your aura. Mm. It's really special and it means intuition. And I just want to let you know you can follow your intuition.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And then I still think it's the coolest thing. But in retrospect, you cannot go wrong saying that to anybody.
No, you can't.
If you say that to anybody, they're going to be like,
everyone's like,
thank
yes, that
you.
Is about me.
Yeah.
Because everyone does have intuition.
And they want to follow it.
Yeah.
So it was a bit, it was a little gift, but how, quote, real was it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But isn't that all of everything?
Yeah.
Do you think you're intuitive?
I mean, I like to think so, but who knows?
Right.
I don't know what I'm missing.
Right.
All I know is what I'm catching.
I think comics, I would say, are probably a little more intuitive than most people, right?
Or I mean,
good,
not
good
all.
Good comedians.
The good ones.
Good comedians.
Yeah. comedians are.
Not all.
Well, not all, but even that's not even true.
I think we're more willing to dig around than some people. That doesn't necessarily mean like intuitiveness, but.
Yeah. Wait, let me just sidebar. Mm-hmm. The craziest thing I ever intuited, you know, sometimes you're just like, you're chatting to someone in the audience and you just kind of know. Like, you know who they are, or you know not to talk to them because it's going to get insane.
Yeah.
This one woman, I'd been like avoiding her. She was in the front row the whole time. And then I was kind of avoiding her.
Why are you avoiding her?
I mean, avoiding chatting to her. She was, she had that energy that's like, come, engage. It's going to take it over.
For sure.
And then at some point, I don't know what possessed me to say this. I've literally never said it to anyone and didn't even know that I knew it as a thing. Mm-hmm. But I go, you know what? You seem like the kind of person that knits out of your dog's hair. And her friends freaked out. And they were like, she does.
What?
So it's like a thing you can do.
What?
I saw a book like in a thrift shop once that was like knitting with your own dog's hair. That's how I even knew it was a thing. But it's like you can.
So it wasn't just like a joke that you made up out of nowhere. It's actually a
thing. I had like stashed it away, as like a possibility.
Right. Dog hair knitting, Googling
I
that.
I have heard of this. Yeah.
So Tess, I know you have two dogs, but apparently like you gather up their shredded hair, shedded hair.
Yeah.
And then you can like spin it into yarn and then you can like knit with that yarn. And that woman did that and I just set it to her face.
What do you do with it? Because you're not giving that to another human being.
That's a really good question. I mean, are you making... You could make hats for your dogs.
Okay.
Knit Your Dog Company will turn your pet's hair into a shawl.
No.
No.
That is an abomination.
You can't.
That's huge.
That's so much dog hair.
So much hair.
I mean, my dogs do shed a lot. I feel like they could probably produce that in like a week.
Garth would love it if you wore his fur.
Don't even talk
Garth
about
Poncho.
Let's get back to this aura, but I guess maybe I'm intuitive is all I was going to say.
I agree with that. My favorite one that ever happened to me like that was I was on stage and there was, I mean, maybe this is not anywhere near that. Because I was in San Francisco, so it couldn't be too far off. But there was a guy like in the front row, and I was just like, "You're one of those like rich people with like three names, right?" And he's like, four.
Oh yes,
that's so great.
That felt good.
Yeah,
four.
Yeah, I was at that show. That guy was fun.
Yeah, he was really fun and very attractive.
That's awesome. Yes.
It was fun because it was one of those things where you obviously can only see his face. You were on stage, but everyone was like, "Oh yeah, you are hot." Like,
yeah.
Do you remember his names?
No, but it was fancy pants.
Yeah, like, they were like Jonathan Maxwell Elderberry.
Yeah,
Elderberry.
It was some real fancy fucking
Elderberry Jr.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. The fourth name was just like the fourth or whatever.
Man. Yeah. I remember the first day of college for our like film program, they had like a raffle thing for like you could get old like beta tapes or something. And I just met my friend Cameron and they were pulling the tickets and I go, I'm about to win this shit. And then they pulled my name and I won like $1,000 worth of beta tapes.
That's
and he like thought I was a vampire for the first semester of college.
That's incredible. And you just like, had a feeling?
I just like immediately was you like, oh, I'm about to win this. I just like knew it in my heart for a second. It was real crazy.
Have you guys ever done the moth?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay, I will say that the times that I've done the moth, I have known, I think I've gotten on stage three times and done it. All three times, I've known that I was about to go up.
Because
how they do it is they call
you. Yeah, you just feel that.
And I've been like, I'm next. And then they'll just say my name.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why, what it is with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that they don't have a running order.
Honestly, it's better because I think it makes people stick around. But as a storyteller, it's horrible because you can't focus. I find it so nerve-wracking. That's why I don't do it
more.
Yeah.
I don't like to do that.
Because, I'm not focusing on the other storytellers. I'm just running my story in
Until
case
you,
I get
exactly.
called.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh. That's cool, though.
Yeah. But if you know you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, my aura. So first of all, it's interesting that you noted the yellow folder.
Mm-hmm.
After they printed out.
Let's start at the start.
Tap, tap, tap.
Wow.
1A, yellow folder.
Okay. Yeah. After they printed out my aura report, I should say I've always thought that my aura was yellow.
Yeah. I have mine is part green and yellow.
What do we know about yellow? No. What does that mean?
Yellow is your solar chakra.
Okay.
So it's like just your like effort. It's your ego.
Okay.
It's like your, kind of like your, you know.
I get it.
Yeah.
Green is your heart.
Yeah.
Green is your heart. I would not have known that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've always felt very yellow. I did not get a lot of yellow. And so afterwards, I picked the yellow, I think, to compensate. And then afterwards, they sit. I did this in Sedona, I should say.
Of course.
Yeah.
This all tracks.
Yeah. afterwards, they sit you down with a psychic to explain your report. And the psychic was like, oh, I can tell a lot about you. Did you choose that color? So anyway, there's the yellow.
I want to do this.
Yeah.
This is all I know about it so far.
Oh, my God. Yes, you
Lady to Lady retreat in Sedona.
I mean,
not a bad idea at all.
Not a bad idea.
Honestly, can we just?
It's a blast.
It's one of those places.
2020,
where,
y'all.
Yeah, it's like maybe I just can be done and I can just retire here. And then my friend pointed out that you need money to retire.
Right.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Oh, money. I actually forgot about money.
Isn't it a nice moment when you just don't think about money for a second? You're like, oh. The reality crashing does hurt a little.
I was like, I can just stay here. Right? Oh, that would cost money.
Right.
Oh, retire.
I don't know. Sell some of those whale tail photos.
Yeah.
Seriously. If anyone's in the market.
That's definitely. Is there a whale tail for Wikipedia?
Wiki whale. Wiki whale tail. Wiki whale tail.
Wiki whale. Come on.
Yeah.
So here is my aura. Now,
do you have multiple copies?
Oh, this is a whole report.
Oh, okay. Got it.
This is a
horrifying
That's
picture.
This is the more
this
important
is so
picture.
Creepy.
This is the more important picture.
We'll get to there. We'll get to there.
This is like an alien.
Yes,
holy
this
shit.
Is an alien. So here you see a picture of all my chakras.
Okay.
This is my aura.
I want to take a picture of you while you're explaining.
Yes, yes, yes.
Most people do have multiple colors. I'm purple like
actually,
all the
I
way
also
around.
Want to take a picture.
Okay, wait. Show me both of these.
Purple.
Yes, you are purple all the way around.
One on each side. Now, that said, this is what I'm confused about a little bit. It's clearly purple, and we talked about it being purple, but they classified me as a red aura person, which I think when you look at my actual thing, my actual chakras are surrounded in red.
It's red, so, yes, yeah.
But so why do they have to
red
classify?
With an outer purple?
They have to pick one that's the strongest?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, all my chakras are surrounded in red. Now, when you have a red chakra, that means...
There is a lot of paper
tapping going on.
That means you're competitive, energetic.
Is that your root?
It is your root chakra.
Yes.
And they said I'm very grounded, which...
Yeah. No, sure. You are. You definitely are.
She was like, you're very, very grounded.
Oh,
I was like, I don't know if I would add like that many varies. I think I'm grounded.
I think grounded. Yeah. I mean, you've been grounded.
Actually, I never was, which is part of the problem. But, so you're energetic, excitable, passionate, and have a lot of willpower. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing as the intuition. Like, aren't these things everybody wants?
Yeah, wait, what did you say? Because I was like, check, yeah, and then I was off board at willpower.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, that's true.
Well, no, you've trained. I think you have willpower for what you want. Like, you train for a marathon. You do have zero willpower if you don't want it, though.
But I guess to me, since I have very bad willpower and it's always involved with things that are bad for me.
Mm, yeah.
Does willpower count towards, like, goals?
I think it does.
I think it does. Yeah.
I'm good at like forcing myself to write and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You are very good at that. Yeah.
I'm good at forcing myself to like write and work out. But as far as resisting temptation, I would give myself the lowest possible rating. So that's an excellent point, Babs.
Yeah. Yeah. Get this psychic on the phone.
I'm just like thinking how many times it's like taken us to be just like, well, we'll just get like another drink at the airport, right?
Yeah. No, that kind of will. I wouldn't even put myself on the charts.
No. Yeah. Tess is her most alive when she's the last person on getting on the flight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Me too. Why board any earlier than you need to?
Exactly.
Yeah, I like to wait for my personalized call. I just don't like almost missing it. That's all.
Yeah.
I know, but the people standing up waiting to get on are bizarre to me.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
How is it even like a bonus to board early? That's just more time on the plane.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it's only for people who want to make sure that their carry-ons get on. Like, that's all I can imagine.
Yeah. Or if you're nervous and you just are like,
just want to get
I just
over
want to
with.
Sit and like, you know, along the way, I think people get freaked out.
Here's the thing, and here's the reality. They're going to figure it out. Even if you're listen, we all know it. Just accept it. Doesn't matter if you're late. They're going to wait for you and they're going to call your name. If there's no room on the fucking overhead, they're going to have you gate check that bag.
Yes.
You're still going to get your bag.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, take it from me. It is almost impossible, not impossible, but almost impossible to miss a flight while you're at the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll call your name. They call your name over
they don't
the
speaker. They don't want it to happen.
Yeah, they don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Chill out, everyone.
Sit the fuck down.
Have a drink.
Hell yeah.
Last time Babs and I flew together, we went to that bar that had, they let you put your wine in a to-go cup.
What?
Oh, yeah. That was
you
awesome.
Can bring your wine on the plane?
Wow.
Not on the plane. I tried to bring Babs hers, and I was like double fisting.
Yeah, she was in line, and she had to dump it. Yeah. Did you drink it or dump it?
You could discreetly bring it on, though, probably.
Because we were like, not prepared to not... To hide it.
Good to know for the future.
They for sure give you a little sippy cup. Denver Airport, great airport.
Okay. This is good to know.
Part of the underground, like, tunnel situation.
Exactly.
So you can bring it back down with you.
Yeah.
I like that you were shocked by your chakras.
Yeah, but no, so I guess I'm red, but one thing that's kind of a bummer, it looks like my heart is very closed off.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah. That's not true at all.
How can they
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I know, right?
Yeah. Huh.
It's almost like this is bullshit.
This might have been.
It's almost like this is lens flare.
it's one of those things where they just had a smudge over the camera lens.
This is an Instagram filter of
But
some
what
kind.
Did the psychic what did the psychic tell you that resonated with you or that you liked?
Oh, let's see.
Wait, we have to take a break. Let's take a break and we'll come back.
I'll take breaks. God damn it.
Yeah. Be on the edge of your seats. We'll see. Be right back.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, we're back on Lady, Lady, and Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
We're with Dan Smith.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. And we're getting into this aura.
Yeah.
What did the psychic say?
She was good. She said my purpose, like a theme in my life, is to like, I'm an instigator.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, you do it for good. Like you have, like your kind of purpose is to like rally people up to like the better good.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're like kind of a starting driving force.
Well, yes, definitely true.
That's definitely true.
So I was like, I feel like I resonate with that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then she said that like,
there's this slight head tilt.
She said, I love the garden and the garden loves me. What did not relate to
weed.
That.
What does that mean?
Weed. That was my thought. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I thought Olive Garden.
Oh,
I love unlimited breadsticks, and breadsticks love me. Yeah,
that's very true.
Like these breadsticks. My love knows no end.
Yeah, but wait, why does she have to all of a sudden get all poetic and vague? What is she?
She just kept hearing things, I guess.
Okay,
she
was
telling, you know, relaying what she was hearing.
So this is a different person than does the aura picture.
Yes.
Okay.
A first lady takes you to your picture, and the first lady kind of breaks down like what the report says.
Okay.
Then you go see the real expert.
Oh my god.
What's on the rest of your papers?
Let's see.
Oh my god.
So here's
this
upwards
is
of
so many much papers paperwork. Here.
Here's another breakdown of my color analysis that I'm red. We already went through that.
Yep.
My aura size, not amazing.
Oh. Yeah,
I didn't know there could be sizes.
Me either. Yeah. So apparently this red circle is me. I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Oh. Does that make you feel competitive?
This is just mean.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently my aura size is not
what
amazing.
Can you do? Like, can you work to like make your aura bigger?
Interesting you say that. Yes, you can. I can focus on my goals to make my aura bigger.
Okay, great. Perfect.
This is a breakdown of my different chakras. Base chakra good. Navel chakra, meh. Solar plexus chakra, meh. Heart chakra, terrible.
Damn.
I don't believe this.
What did they?
Thank you.
I do think there was a smudge of some kind.
Yeah.
I think they should only be positive with you. Why are they trying to give you this?
Yeah, that's weird. There's
info.
A lot of negative.
Oh, they really give you. They told me, and this. They told me that I was not. That I needed more help with creativity.
Oh, that's
you're
not
like,
true.
No. Go fuck yourselves.
Thank you.
You're like Google.
Leave
me,
your heart for. You're like saving dogs all the time. What the fuck is this shit?
Exactly.
This show,
I'd like to talk to this aura.
We have some notes.
My guides have a couple of notes for your fucking guides. Let's have a conversation.
This is my yin-yang balance. So it's my male-female energy balance.
Okay.
I am
it's very pretty,
pretty close together on that.
Okay. Do the that sizes tracks. Of these circles, are they... What are these circles that I'm looking at? Why are they such radically
so
different sizes?
Two like rainbow-colored circles Let's in this see. Paper.
Oh, they're two different things.
They're two different things. Okay. Oh, I guess this must show what part of the wheel I'm on.
Got it.
Oh, okay, right, because the red and the orange. Did I just join Scientology?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I think so, basically.
Right? Do they have
Sedona
your email?
Scientology.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have my email.
Well, that's good, at least.
Green bar is my relaxation level low. I would say that's accurate.
Yeah.
And then
I
it
love
just
that
goes.
They don't have my email is like a boundary. Yeah, they do. Are telling you like what your root chakra looks like,
and then they just give you a big ass long breakdown of like your aura type.
Man,
yeah,
okay.
What was like the highlight of this information for you, and what bummed you out, if anything?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I have to say, the heart thing was a bummer because I was like, is my heart really not photographing well?
No.
Mm.
The highlight. I would say that the highlight of the thing about being an instigator for the greater good, because I do think I do that, and it is exhausting at times.
Yes.
So even if it was just like a random lady in Sedona saying it, it was kind of like nice to hear someone say that and like, okay, just keep going.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
For
well,
sure.
Okay. I'm just going to read one of these pictures a lot, but I think this seems mostly Tess. A red needs a high degree of independence and physical freedom.
Mm.
They love to explore all facets of physical reality.
Yes.
They also enjoy the power and the thrill of exploration and adventure. Reds can be completely unique and individual. They are capable of generating so much passion through unconventional ways of expressing themselves that they... that they sometimes will not fit into society's stereotype picture of a normal citizen.
You just got roasted by the normal ladies.
Oh my god, that is so fucking
a normal citizen.
Normal citizen. Wow.
They're just like, oh, we got another normie aura here.
Written by the chakra psychic. It's like this fucking freak over here.
However, red personalities are used to this uniqueness and in fact thrive on it.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I think this is
yeah.
I did feel like the red thing, I was like, yeah, let's see. I do feel pretty red more now that they break it down.
Yeah, once the once red's been described to you, it makes sense.
Because of their sexual drive, red's... Oh, I'm monogamous.
Yeah. Out of power, their strong emotional and physical energies may be released through a physical fight, an intense sexual encounter, or emotional burnout and exhaustion.
Those are three radically different things.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think they make sense for if you're a passionate person.
Because it's
like it comes out in one of those.
I would be curious. That's how I am. I'd be curious to know how many Aries have red chakras.
That's the thing, because I feel like I relate pretty hard to the Aries thing, and this felt just like more of the same Aries.
Yes. Yeah. I'd be curious about that.
Does everyone know their sun, moon, and rising at this table?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not into all that stuff there. We did it, but I
forgot.
Remember it.
Yeah. She's
what's your sun, moon, rising?
Leo sun, barely. Okay. Apparently 0 degrees in Leo, so I consider myself a Cleo. Gemini moon, Sagittarius rising.
Oh.
Interesting.
And this is beginning to check out. I'm like into it now, but I've only learned this, you know, in the past year.
It is really interesting once you start to get into it.
Yeah. So what are you, Aries?
Yeah, I'm Aries sun, Pisces moon.
Love a Pisces moon.
Taurus rising.
Okay. All right. This is checking out with the red. What about you?
Pisces sun,
love
Leo
it.
Moon, Gemini rising.
Interesting.
Oh, so you guys both have Leo and Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know a lot about Leo. What's the like characteristics of Leo?
Proud sun sign.
Okay.
Very passionate, loyal.
Yeah.
Like a Aslan the lion, basically.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spending money.
Yeah. Real bad at it.
Yeah. Oh, my gifts for all my friends. Doesn't it feel good to spend money, though?
Yeah.
It does.
Especially when it's virtual and you're just like, PayPal.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not real.
I know. I'm trying to not spend money this month, but I've just been going to the grocery store like every day. spending money there. I was like,
that's okay, though, because that's food and nourishment.
Yeah, but it's still not a good. What am I doing? I'm still spending.
So what's your sun sign at least? You know,
Cancer.
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we got a red before, but like I couldn't track down again what my mom said as far as when I was born.
Yes.
So
yeah. I feel like I see the Cancer in you, but you must have like a fire sign somewhere.
You've got some air, a lot of air too.
Yeah. I wish I could to like just listen. We literally went onto a podcast and got it read.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It was accurate what they said, but I can't recall.
This is like an intense question, but do you identify as straight?
No.
Oh, darn. Then you are going to need to know this stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, if you're straight, you're fine. You never need to dig deeper than I'm a Cancer.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised they don't just give you a book.
Yeah. If you're even the littlest bit queer, we gotta figure this out.
Yeah, no, I think it's one of those things where I've just been like, God, it's just like so much work.
It is feeling homework
like
a lot
of information that I don't
remembering
deal
all
with.
Of the stuff is a lot. Because it's interesting because it's like people will be like, oh, yeah, I'm this. I'm like, oh, that's what this means. And they're like, huh? I'm like, yeah, I have like a knowledge of this now.
Yeah.
And at first it was just like just absorbing information. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. All right, cool.
Do you go deep with it? I was at a lesbian wedding this weekend and so many queers. And I at least know sun, moon, rising of my own. And I have like general knowledge about the other signs.
Oh my God.
And then people were like, where's your Venus? What's your Mercury in? And I'm like, what does any of that mean? But they knew what it meant.
One of my best friends is a psychic, so I know.
A lot of
I know
stuff.
What all of
I will say, yeah. I got an advanced review copy of this book, so I'll plug it because I really liked it. But the astrologist, Shawnee Nicholas.
Oh, I ordered three of them last night.
Oh, my God.
That's why I was like, spending money.
That's so perfect.
Sorry, I'll let you finish, but I was too excited.
Money will
That's
spend.
Amazing.
I don't know a ton about astrology, and I've been reading her book, and it really lays it out in a very easy to understand way. And she tells you where you can go to get your chart, and it's super easy to reference, like where all that. She just breaks it down in a very digestible way.
Oh, cool.
And
I
the way she explains it, it totally makes... I never understood that stuff either, but this book has really helped me.
So wait, you already have the book because I pre-ordered something that's not coming out till January.
Yeah, I got an advanced copy.
Oh, advanced copy. That's so cool. All right, right. I ordered one for me. I ordered one for my crushes. And then I tried to order one for my ex, but she lives in Canada and they weren't trying to ship there. So another one of my friends posted on Twitter, will somebody buy me this book? And I was just like, I will. And
then you can have it.
That
that's
was,
cute.
I just couldn't stop ordering it last night. That's so great.
That's awesome.
And see,
look at that.
What?
Intuitive.
That's crazy that we brought that up.
That's crazy. Damn.
The purple is strong in here, too. Yeah.
I feel it. Super purple.
So as someone who's like not into it, and I think I should be because, yeah, it'd be easier to.
It's fine.
You're
going
to have
to
be.
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
You're going to have to be.
Yeah, it will be required of me. What do you guys like get from it? Like, what is the...
I think it's like, do you know the Harry Potter houses?
Yes.
I think it's a lot like the Harry Potter houses where it's just sort of like a context through which to view yourself and other people. So it's not like, you know, and I think it's the same thing as like gender where it's like, I think most people contain all of everything. So it's just like, to what extent do you see yourself through these lenses? And it's just kind of like a different way to like see yourself and see the world and like kind of look at how you're maybe dealing with a situation or a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sort of through that framework.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of just like taking a beat to be like, oh, is that true about myself? Like, let me question that thing.
Right, a little bit more. And I think it makes sense because understanding how you process things versus how other people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I definitely, I identify with a lot of my stuff, but then a lot of it, I'm like, I don't know about that. But like, it is like interesting because it makes me more cognizant of the stuff that I do identify with. To be like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
I'd say that
I'll
too.
Look out for that.
Yeah. I say the a potential negative aspect of it all is I can be like, oh yeah, I talk all the time and I never calm down. Gemini moon. And then I'm like, or undiagnosed ADHD maybe. There's other stuff maybe.
always look at the science in conjunction with, for sure.
Like, I just don't sleep. Well, you could work on that.
With the moon. But then also, I don't know, I just keep getting witchier, really, because I've really, like, in the last few months been paying so much attention to full moons.
Once tonight.
Yeah, it's and do you guys feel it? I feel it.
I always feel the full moon.
How do you feel? What do you mean?
Like, full moon is like... intense.
Yeah.
My insomnia is always craziest around the full moon.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. But it's also like when you just like take care of shit. Like it's like you're doing shit, you're making shit happen. Like you feel like kind of like superhuman strength a little bit.
Well, it's when you like cleanse and you like burn off everything for the last month that's like been a part of it too. It's like, you know, it's good to like set intentions on full moons for like this is gone and this is the plan. So that's like a big part of it. Yeah,
I'm all about that lately.
Yeah,
journaling on the new moon, journaling on the full moon.
Well, it's like I'm working on a joke about how it's like, I don't know, there's no there's never been an astrology war, so it doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah,
you know? Of all like the religious spirituality, there's no patriarchal structure pushed upon it. It's all individual, which I think is why a lot of men hate it so much, because there is no power structure for them to like be in charge of and abuse.
Yeah.
So it's just like, no, it's like a personal way to like look and understand yourself through different lenses, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
And another thing I find useful about it, I guess, is as much as other people identify with their signs, like. Mm-hmm. They're telling you right away kind of who they think they are at the very least.
For sure,
which is useful when you're meeting someone,
that
right?
That is really true.
Yeah.
Totally. And it is kind of like uncanny. Like my husband is a Cancer moon, Cancer sun, and boy is he.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, Cancer moon is this like intense. Irishman thing over here?
Yeah, you got this like, what is this Irishman post?
You don't think we went and saw that opening night at the Egyptian?
I'm not seeing it.
Oh, it's like, it's just like some poster.
Like a poster.
I was
like,
oh, sorry.
And I was just laughing at it because I was like, what is this Sean thing?
I mean, this is his wet dream come true. This is
oh, fun.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's going to get framed.
Yeah.
What is this? Like a bunch of them? Or is it one
thing? It's just one poster.
Oh, okay.
They were handing out.
Thick. I see.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of double cancers, I broke up with my
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Is he a double cancer?
My boyfriend was. Yeah, yeah. Everything is fine, listeners. I don't know how much I'm going to talk about it. We'll see. It's been 8.5 years. We love each other very much still.
Yeah.
Things were not right though. So
I have so much more empathy now knowing he's a double cancer.
Yeah, I know.
I cared about him in all of this anyway, but I'm like, oh, buddy, poor buddy.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. But it's good. It's been a minute coming, and you know, I think we will be better friends than we were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's going to take a minute probably to get there. But
totally.
You know, one thing that always blows my mind is like you end up in a place with someone. Mm-hmm. And then you can go back and go, how did we get here? Like right now, for example, I'm living with an ex of mine. I'm living with her and her partner in Toronto and their baby.
And really?
Yes. Wow. And we had the most dramatic, messiest, most intense breakup. Like that's where I learned how not to break up with someone. That was maybe at this point, at least more than 8 years ago. And then it just blows my mind. And I love thinking about if I could have told that person 8 years ago, flash forward, you live in her house with her baby. And it's like, fine. Like, it's lovely and it's happy and you have no weird feelings left. It's only like love and goodness. And she makes you dinner. And it's like, it's insane. Wow. So I'm excited for wherever you're going to get.
For sure. Yeah. What is her sign?
that's a good question. She is barely a Sagittarius. And back then, we weren't paying attention to all the moons and the other stuff. So I have no idea.
I wonder if Sagittarius is like Aries. Because Aries, we don't really hold grudges. I feel like fire signs kind of like just let things you just let it burn off. And then it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how long were you guys like not friends before you became platonic friends?
Let's see. Yeah, we were together for like 4 years and then we broke up and that was like so intense. I can't even tell you. Super intense. And then there was a time in that where we were like, you know what? Let's not talk for 6 months. But it was still loving. You know, it wasn't but it was like, let's just.
It's just for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's just everybody not talk for 6 months and then check back in. And then we checked back in and and then from then we've like been friends.
Because I feel like that's really impressive.
Yeah. But now we're like really solid friends. Like, because I was telling you guys before we started that my girlfriend of 4 years and I broke up in June. So it's been a few months and like everything has settled. But Sarah, the ex, like really kind of scooped me up in that time. Like it was just so lovely to land in like a domestic situation. And she doesn't even feel like an ex anymore. Like that's when you know you're over it is like we just call each other friends.
Yeah.
You know, there is really a time where you're like my ex. But then at some point you've both like gone through enough and dated enough other people.
That just made me think of a weird parallel between like the beginning of a relationship when you very first start to call them your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting to think that at the end of it, there's a place where they go from being your ex back to your friend again.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's like, ultimately the goal, I think. I'm friends with most of my exes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you were setting it up like it sounded like your goal and like you'll absolutely get there, but 2 weeks is no time.
Oh God, no. We're about to take like quite a bit of time away from each other and then, you know, we'll kind of see from there.
Yeah, I think it's like kind of necessary too because they're your when you're so used to like being talking to that person every day.
Yes.
It's like obviously that's an incredibly hard difference change, but it's like necessary. You can't be leaning on them in that way because it's like a weird
it's awful.
Emotional like gray territory.
Yeah, I remember the like big breakup that I went through with my boyfriend of 8 years. There was one call where it was like my instinct was to call him.
Of course.
Yeah. Like I was so upset. Sure. It was like normally in a situation like this, I would call
we were on the phone.
And then on the phone with each other, we realized that like we couldn't be the ones to call each other about this. And that was like one of the hardest conversations.
Yeah.
Like,
it really is.
Can't wait to have it. Yeah.
But then it all comes back around. Like I have another ex that recently I was like, I reached out to her and we're in a fine place. I knew I could do this because at some point they become the people that like know you really well and you can be like weird with them that you can't always with friends. And I was like, I'm making a sex playlist and I need some help. Who are you fucking to these days?
It's been a while since we did anything with
them. Yeah, we should update the Friends with Benefits playlist for sure.
Oh, guys, I made an amazing one. I'll share it.
Oh, please. We would love that.
Thank you.
Posted on the old Twitter.
But I will say, I think like it also like, I think in giving yourself time to grieve it, you're also recognizing the importance it had in your life. Like
absolutely.
if it didn't hurt, then it never meant anything. Like, so it's like, you're almost just like paying it the respect it deserves by like giving it that space.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. I'm feeling that already. Cause it does feel like, I'm like, I feel like I should be like lighting a candle for this, like to end it. And I mean, full moon, we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah.
That's the candle being lit.
Howl at it for a while.
Do you like to listen to sad music or no?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I'm like, not like without purpose, really.
Yeah.
So like a little bit I will, but like I'm not I mean, not
breakup sad music is good though.
Because sometimes you can just indulge that and like have a cry and like mope around your house.
I mean, I've definitely been like re-listening to, like emo and shit like that. Yeah. I mean, that's but like that's more my thing where it's like I like to scream sing along with like emo.
Yes.
Like, that's more my move. So a lot of saves the day in my something corporate going back to 2003. It's like George Bush is president all over again.
Then you have another reason to cry.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's great. All those albums are always relevant.
We'll be back in a second to give some advice.
You've got plenty of advice, you guys.
BRB, y'all. Hey, everybody. We're back on Lazy Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Deanne.
Hi, everybody.
And we're going to do some lady problems. If you have one, please send it to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com and we will solve it 1,000% every time.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Dear ladies, long-time listener, not my first lady problem, but my most important one. Mm. You're all hilarious, awesome, delightful, make a fierce podcast that makes my week 10,000 times better, etc.
So 100,000 times 100,000,
yeah, I missed the comma.
We are not math people.
I'm a Pisces, we don't do math. The ground details, because I know you like this, I'm a 27-year-old from Canada.
Okay, yes.
Okay, the problem. I've been part of a very close-knit group of five friends since 2013 or 14. We met through our jobs when we all ended up working for the same horrific radio broadcasting corporation in a depressing, mid-sized northern city. Since then, we've all moved and only two of us live any sort of reasonable distance from another. Me and a chick we're going to call Liz. We have a messenger chat that gets everyday action. We talk a lot. We live far apart, but we go camping together annually and visit one another even more than that. One of our friends lives particularly far away, a 9 to 10 hour drive from my house, and I don't live the furthest from her. And it is long overdue for us to go visit her instead of make her come to us or meet us in the middle. So the plan is for our next long weekend, the four of us will drive to her house and basically build the blanket fort of our dreams to get wine drunk in.
Fuck yeah.
Aww, that sounds great. Fun.
God, I'm stealing this idea.
Where are you guys?
I see zero problems.
We handily all live scattered along the route to her house, so we can just scoop people up along the way. Anyway, Liz, she's being a pain. She says she doesn't have any more vacation days, so she doesn't want to turn it into a 4-day weekend when the others of us do. She says she can't afford to drive herself or drive with us and fly home alone. I've done this the last time we went to visit faraway friend, and I just don't want her to even come. Liz has a history of being selfish and passive aggressive, and in February we had a big fight where she told me that she felt sorry for my abusive ex-boyfriend and was mad at me for how I treated him.
Jeez.
Long story. Where I only was willing to talk it out with her in the presence of a therapist. And since then we've never really recovered and rarely spend time together without the rest of the group. 2/5 of us are fairly indifferent to Liz. We should be nice to her. She can come if she wants, or if she can't, that's fine too. And 2/5 of us are extremely annoyed with her recurring self-absorbed behavior. Total disregard for others, assumptions that her priorities aren't everyone's priorities, always complaining, and rarely bringing positive things to the group. When one of our friends was donating a kidney, Liz wasn't very interested in assembling a care package for her or writing her cards like the rest of us did, like as an example. I do not want to be friends with her anymore, but I do feel like I have to be because I'm really close to the group and we're divided on our feelings about her. I don't want to be an asshole to her, but I find that I am a lot, just as a gut reaction to her general passive aggressiveness. I don't want to leave our messenger chat, as it is literally my life's blood, and I don't want to alienate anyone. How do I handle being in this friend group with her, or do I hire a hitman? Please help.
You solved your own problem, kid.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is really
hard. Is the friend group divided? Because what I heard was half of them are indifferent, and half of them straight up don't like Liz.
Yeah,
there's no like real pro Liz people.
No,
yeah, that's yeah, exactly. No one's really in Liz's camp.
Only Liz. That was the extra 1/5
of people. And it sounds like she's so pro Liz that she's really carrying a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's a given. You just plan the trip the way you want to plan it. She's gonna pitch a fit and be like, "Tough shit."
Yeah,
sounds like she's not gonna do the thing of driving.
She's gonna extricate herself anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the move. I think you're just like, oh, sorry, that's just
because you can't really kick her out, right? You have to just keep being a friend group, and she can be a part of it or not.
You guys could get matching T-shirts. with just your names on them.
Four not-lizzes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, why even be that subtle? Just get Liz a big a circle and a red line.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Accidentally delete her from the group chat.
I mean, poor Liz, but also step up your game, Liz.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's it sounds like she's being very selfish and like needs to.
I mean, the stuff about her, that's the like a very bad shitty. Sign that she was.
Yeah.
She was defending your abusive ex. That's a. I'm sorry, that. But that's grounds for dismissal.
That. That's not just like a petty thing. That's perfectly reasonable grounds to stop being friends with someone.
And, absolutely.
And it's unfortunately to me a signal that it's probably not. She's probably not changing anytime soon. Like that's something like from a place that I wouldn't trust that she's really going to grow a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone can, but it's I definitely, as I get older, like realize that there are people when I was younger who I was like, oh, they're just going to like grow up. And it's like, no, it doesn't happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes people really keep those bad habits and you can't change them and it's not your responsibility.
Well, like if you do at all care about her as a person, which doesn't sound like you really do, but but I feel like just planning this trip as is, maybe we'll teach her the lesson of like, hey, if a group of people are doing something and you can't exactly do that, then you as an adult bear the burden of figuring out your own plans.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
well, and yeah, and I think this also, once you guys set a date for this trip, then the four of you have to plan the trip. So the four of you have a group chat. Whether or not that group chat stays active or not.
That's true. She doesn't want to be in those chats.
Oh, that's clever. I like that a lot.
She doesn't
want to
be in those texts.
Gemini, crazy.
She doesn't want to be in those texts about like, oh, hey, I'm 30 minutes away. Oh, hey. Like,
Yeah. Exactly.
On.
It's like, yeah. So.
And if all of your inside jokes happen to be popping up there after that.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
If there's a hashtag fuck Liz, I mean.
Somebody names the chat.
That's really hard, though. I mean,
it
I
is
think,
difficult.
Like,
yeah,
friend breakups are really tough, especially in that kind of like a close knit thing.
Well, and especially when y'all don't see each other all the time, too, where it has that like, it's the weird friendship honeymoon effect, too, where it's like, oh, like we see each other for this time, and then we get like, you know, you could run out of time with somebody, and you're like, okay, I don't want to see you anymore, but then like, oh, well, cool. The last time it was fun for most of the time, so see you this time. Yeah, that can happen over time for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think
that's all you got to do, though. Yeah. Just plan the vacay without her and let her extricate herself with her own drama. And just don't, but when she brings the drama, don't play into it.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Don't come into the Liz Pitt with her.
I think also, look.
Exactly, the Liz Pitt.
When you guys are like drinking wine in your fort, I think maybe, I think you guys are going to, without her there, you're going to find out how much all you have in common.
Yeah. The group is not divided.
No, the group is not divided. The group is just like, left and center left. Is kind of
it sounds like people who maybe feel too bad not being indifferent towards her, but will change their tune when they realize it's more fun.
For sure. For sure. Definitely. You want to print out a giant picture of Liz that you guys throw darts at? I don't know. See what happens.
Old school. Have you guys ever done that? Well, I know axe throwing is in right now. So
axe throwing
maybe
is very
is it really?
Yeah, axe throwing is having a moment.
You ever heard
I thought it would have already had its moment, no?
Well, I mean, in the Renaissance.
Well, we're hearing about it now, so maybe we're late.
Yeah, we're very
we're
behind.
I think Canada was a little ahead with the axe throwing.
I would,
that's
Canada.
Tracks.
Fair enough.
I mean, I've been throwing axes since I was like 10 at Renaissance festivals.
Yeah.
I think Renaissance sports are finally making the transition to mainstream, though.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, have
a little jousting.
I mean, that explains
this
mead I'm drinking right now.
Yeah. Jousting bars are coming.
Mead did make a comeback.
Did it?
Yeah.
Has mead already come and gone?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Mead? Yeah.
Is this
mead.
Kombucha?
Kind of. Mead had like a moment where it was like on NPR and in all the breweries like a year ago.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mead has
Isn't it just like thick beer? What is it? That's what I'm assuming.
It's fermented something. I don't know exactly. Yeah.
Is it Guinness a mead?
I don't know.
Guinness is a stout.
Okay. I felt like
mead is I've had like I think a couple times. It's kind of acidic, the ones that I've had.
Huh.
They're not horrible. They're kind of good.
I'm sorry. I just thought.
What?
I can't say it.
Say it.
What?
It's not. I don't have a sentence to put it in.
I cannot wait.
I don't have a sentence
we'll
to put
you.
It in.
We'll help you. Just give us the
but
building blocks.
But all I thought was, you hear that guy got mead, dude. I'm sorry.
I also hate people who use that as a verb, so I'm sorry. I was just the only.
No, it's.
That's, no, we made you say it.
It was just a pun that came out of my head.
That's the curse of the comedy brain, where you're just like, I don't agree with the thing that my brain has thought. Or even have a place for it, but here is an equation that I have written.
Your brain's just like, me too. All right. It does seem like a scene in like Parks and Rec, or somehow like there's a guy that would get me too, and he orders me too.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, Aziz.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is Parks and Rec. There you go.
<Ba-da-da-da-da>. Hey. Nothing is safe.
Anyway, kill Liz.
Maybe accidentally give her the directions to a different wine tent.
Yeah.
It's not yours.
Ends up in the woods. This wine tent idea is just fabulous.
Sounds great. Very I love
fun.
A fort.
I've been really missing it. I feel like a fort would be very fun to build.
I would love to be in a fort.
I built forts with my niece on her birthday, and it was really fun.
That's fun. God.
Yeah.
Do you have to go to someone's house, or do you do this in like a hotel? Where is the
you
fort
just need happen? Enough accoutrement.
Airbnb.
That's what I'm saying, though, because like you have to bring all, you know,
and Airbnb is a good call.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true.
You should just like, we should look at an Airbnb for a place with a lot of couches, bring a couple of blankets.
Clothespins feel essential to a fort.
They are.
Okay. I do like that.
I actually got my niece, like last birthday, I got her these really cool, like sturdy wooden clothespins. So you can take like a heavy blanket and make forts.
Oh, that's a great idea for a present.
It's a great idea. And then this year, my mom got her, this is an aunt tip. They're these like, I forget what they're called, but they're these like sticks with, they're like a giant tinker toys that you can make forts out of.
Hell yeah.
What? It was so fun.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that Randy's writing down like, clothespins for a future. You're not going to get it for your like 3-month-old niece. Well, just like there's some wood clamps.
I have a note that I keep on my phone of a running like ideas for presents for everybody.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's organized.
Yeah.
That is.
I'm real type A. It's beef jerky making machine for somebody in my family eventually.
That is a good. Yeah. My dad would like that.
Yeah.
It's a good that
the
me.
Ron what's his fuck dehydrator?
Swanson. Yeah. Yeah,
Ron probably. Swanson no, it's not for Ron Propeel. What's his name?
Oh, yes.
The dehydrator. I always wanted that.
Me too.
What's your guys' most wanted
infomercial? Oh, that is a great question.
Ooh,
I don't think I know enough about infomercials.
Do they not have those in Canada?
I mean, I'm sure they do. I'm just not often watching them.
I mean, I haven't seen one for a long time, but I remember like being awake at night and seeing.
It's with the set.
I do feel like it's more of an American thing, though.
Mm-hmm. It probably is.
Yeah.
Oh, I always love a magic bullet.
Magic bullet.
I have a George Foreman that I will say is useful.
Honestly, George Foremans they should still be popular. That is a great tool.
It's a really good. Yeah. It's
did a great thing in college. That was awesome.
If you live in a studio or something, you can make like a lot of things in a George Foreman.
Or if you're me.
Or if you have a studio level of cooking desire.
What's the most out there thing you've made in a George Foreman?
How I just hit my head. I mean, I make like nothing really crazy. You can put like Brussels sprouts in there.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's basically just like a two-sided saute thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I mean,
it's good. Yeah,
you said cheeses. You can. Have you Brussels sprouts?
I have.
Okay, nice.
I have Brussels sprouts, and then you put balsamic vinegar on them afterwards or whatever.
Oh, that sounds good. Sounds good.
The Snuggie is a
Snuggie on commercial.
Yeah. You cook that on get it real toasty and then pop it on.
Roasted snug.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point I had many, many Snuggies.
Oh, yeah. How many do you still have?
I still have them. Yeah. I probably have like 5 or 6.
Are they that good that you had one and you're like, I need more?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Great. Okay. It's great.
Bring that to the fort.
You bring that to the fort because like it's for those days where you just do want to be wearing a blanket.
Mm-hmm. But is it not just like an open backed?
Yeah, it's a backwards robe.
Yeah, okay.
But what I do actually with my Snuggies is I wear them like a robe. I just flip them around.
Yes, okay. Or you could double them. Double them.
You could.
Oh, yeah. Front and back.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a lot of Snuggies when I was living on like a commune in the Hollywood Hills. I would just pass them out to people for the garden.
That's nice.
Because the garden loves you.
Excuse me, the garden?
Shit.
Oh.
Garden that loves you?
Man, I forgot about this. I have something on this present list that I want to get you guys, but I don't have the money for it. So it's one of those things. More people should follow us, and then I could buy them for you.
Well, we sold our giant dildo machine. Yeah. So that's
What do you mean, dildo? Sold the dildo.
We got, for some, our old booker got a promotional
dildo.
Sibian machine? But like one of those
like a fuck machine.
Yeah.
It's like a
what? It's a super expensive machine.
Yeah. Really? No, I've seen these.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, I don't think any of us really wanted it. So we like asked one of our listeners bought
it. Yeah.
Wow. And we used the money for a party bus in Vegas.
Love it. How much did they buy it for?
Oh,
I don't
remember.
It was a lot. It was definitely way cheaper than
it was enough for a party of us in Vegas and then a couple of drinks for the night.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then it was not creepy until they were like, do you want to see pictures of us using it? And I was like, nope.
Oh,
wow.
So if you're still listening, please don't do that.
Yeah. But enjoy your
if you're still listening, I like that you asked.
Yes.
I am very happy that you
I
asked
agree.
Too.
Yeah,
for sure.
And you never know. You never know. It's worth asking. Someone sells you a fuck machine. It is polite to say, would you like to see pictures of us enjoying
it?
We were considering whether we might be able to get more money if one of us used it first, because we were open to that.
Oh. I mean, yes, you would.
That's not the straw situation.
That's not the listener.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's not the listener you want contact with.
No. Oh, damn. Straw. Who has to break it?
Would have been a real moment in our podcast
that's
history.
You can like easily set up. Like someone's gonna walk in on you using that.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no like. Yeah.
Well, for a while, Barb's like Twitter picture was showing up in the search results for
it. Oh yeah.
Oh, no.
Barb took it upon herself to post it everywhere.
But what if you try it out and you love it?
That's true.
What if you're like, I don't want to sell this anymore?
That is true.
I mean, I probably would have liked to have a giant sex machine, but like, where? Who has the space?
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting right.
Yeah. I was thinking sex garage, but
the glam cave could be the clam cave. God, I'm sorry. I hate it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Liz sucks.
Could you have this kind of fun with Liz? You know you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Kick her out.
Yeah. Leave Liz out of the clam cave. And
absolutely.
Fort name.
Oh, man. Deanne, where can people find you online?
Oh, yes. Well, you definitely can go to deannesmith.com. Is it updated often? It's not. Deanne_Smith at most places, Twitter, Instagram, etc.
And check out your special on Netflix, Gentleman Elf.
Yeah, do that.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
I like that.
And thank you so much for being on the show.
Guys, it was super fun. Thanks for having me.
And if you are a Patreon subscriber, we will have a top secret session over on patreon.com/ladytolady. If you don't know, the top secret session is a little extra sesh we do with our guest.
I get to be in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I have juicy shit.
Yes. Juicy shit awaits. If you didn't listen, last week's was a guy, I'll just give you a hot tip.
Last week's was a guy who
had messaged me and asked if he could have my Venmo just to give me money. And
did
we
you
debated
say yes?
on if I should do it. I said yes.
Yeah.
And he just sent me $50.
Good for him.
It was great.
Good
it
for him. Good for you.
But it happened on air, while we were recording.
That's incredible.
Perfect transaction.
It was very fun.
Also, if any of you listeners want to send any of us money, we will take it.
Please do. On patreon.com/ladylady also. Okay.
Let's go get juicy.
Let's get juice. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.